Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, Isis Oasis Sanctuary presents a summer solstice celebration with the Triskella Harp Trio and the Bay Area Youth Harp Ensemble, Saturday, June 22nd in Geyserville. On the phone with me this morning are harp players Anna Bozer and Laurel North with the Bay Area Youth Harp Ensemble. Good morning, too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me. This event is a summer solstice concert with a lot of harps going on. Tell us about the program on Saturday, June 22nd.
Yeah, we're going to have, I think, about 14 or 15 harp players at the Isis Oasis Sanctuary. It's June 22nd at 7 p.m. We're going to be playing summer solstice music and sort of welcoming in the season. And tickets are $20 at the door or on Eventbrite, $15, and then at the door, $15 for students and seniors and $10 for children. And there's a dinner served beforehand at 6.
Excellent. What is summer solstice music when you say that? What does that mean?
So the concert that we're doing is more of a ritual in that we're going to be playing music that is summer-themed in that it evokes themes of happiness and joy and light. Just a welcome to the new season, and we're going to be reading poetry and dancing, and it's just a ritual to be with your loved ones, be with your family, and just celebrate together.
Excellent. So you two are with the Bay Area Youth Harp Ensemble. Can you tell me a bit about the ensemble, how long you've been with it, how it came to be about?
Yeah, so the ensemble is directed by Diana Stork, who's a harp player in Berkeley, where we are, and Anna and I were both students of Diana's, and we started playing with the ensemble like 10 years ago now, something like that, when we were much, much younger. We were like little ones.
So essentially we're just a group of harpists that have more or less grown up playing together, and we have some older members that have been in the ensemble for a really long time, such as us, and we also have some younger members. We have little Manon, and we have Annika, who are truly the youth and the next generation of the ensemble.
Like little sisters to us.
Nice. Tell me about playing the harp. What drew you to that instrument and what you love about it?
Oh, gosh. This is a weird answer for like an instrument which is supposed to be like sound-based, but I really like the feel of playing the harp. It's like a really interesting tactile sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound is great, too, but Anna and I, we often complain that it always sounds pretty.
which is wonderful for a ritual and like poetry and
no, it's nice to listen to.
It's wonderful to play and to feel, and it's just a good communal feeling, especially when you play with 14 different harpists.
Mm-hmm.
Coming together, it's really like a feeling of wholeness, and you feel at one with your harp and also with the others. So definitely, I agree with Laurel on like the sensation of it.
Nice. And the Triskella Harp Trio, they have a sound that is described as California Celtic. Do you know much about them? What can you tell us about what they do?
It's a lot of original compositions that are sort of in Celtic format. So they have a lot of echoes of the traditional Irish and Scottish dance tunes, but they're modernized and they are arranged for three harps. And they're not really intended to be played with dancing the way that the older forms were. So they're it kind of allows for more like rhythmic shifts and shifts in musical theme along the course of the piece.
Excellent. Have you been up to the Isis Oasis Retreat and Sanctuary up there in Geyserville before? Do you know much about the space up there?
Yeah, we've actually been going up for a really long time every year. We do this ritual, but historically we've done it in the winter. We've done a winter ritual to bring back the light, and this is the first year that we're doing it in the summer, and we're very, very excited because though we absolutely love Isis Oasis in the winter, we think that the grounds are going to be just beautiful in the summer, especially with all the rain that we've got. We can only imagine that the grounds must be beautiful. It's this large area with beautiful buildings and many animals and plants.
Nice. Well, I can't wait to hear about 14 harps going off on Saturday, June 22nd. In Geyserville. Thank you, Anna and Laurel, for joining me. For more information and ticket purchases, you can go to Eventbrite or call 707-857-4747. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.